previously on Homebrew Detritus.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was amazingly a good volume level.
Yeah, nice.
I used my radio voice for that one.
Do that a lot.
I've worked with you at the radio station. That was not your radio voice.
Sometimes I wish this game was full of silent protagonists. You all have to talk to make the game work.
Well, I mean, well, fortunately, we don't have to sing.
I can pantomime if you like.
But we can if we want to.
We really shouldn't. I'm sorry, this is a talking show, so you're going to hear another word.
Eat a dick! I mean it.
So, that is the end of that combat. Up ahead, you still see the strange glowing lights, and you narrowly avoided the pit trap from the bottom, and we will pick this up next week.
Huzzah.
All right. Oh, man, next week.
Mm-hmm.
Woo-hoo. Oh, was Mork Borg his radio voice?
Yeah.
Well done, Kevin.
I wonder if we should just have an NPR setting for Kevin. And the rest of us just talk normal. Kevin do NPR.
Yeah, the good thing about
hourglass for like 3 hours before every show.
Unfortunately for us, Kevin's only ever heard car talk, so it's going to be.
Oh, God. I like this guy. Awesome.
I love car talk. I wish that guy hadn't died. They could have kept
going. I know.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that guy. It was his brother.
Yeah, well, you know. Don't die like my brother.
Don't die like my brother.
Did they talk about cars, or was it just...
They talked about cars. They took calls, and people described what was wrong with what was going on with their car, and then they would bag on them while they told them how it needs to be fixed.
Yeah. They would ask them things like, what sound is it making? Like, it goes like, clack, 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 click, 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 and they would be like, say it one more time. We think we know what it is. And they would just like that stuff. I mean, it was just...
Sounds like you got an angry crab in your transmission, but for real, what you need to do
is... So like actual mechanics given normal, non-mechanics like, people
they
shit.
Had like, they had engineering degrees, auto engineering degrees. They sounded like yokels.
They were smart guys and owned like a, I don't know, like a chain of auto shops and stuff. And then they just, but they were, I don't know. I loved listening to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think them and Hourglass, that's the only two things I listen to regularly.
What would it take to put this show on NPR? Like, what does that take?
Production value?
That's fucking swearing.
You know what? I'm going to take offense to that again, Terrence. Eat a dick.
I mean, definitely some monotone lessons for Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What I mean by production value is, like, it needs to be tighter. It needs to have, like, purpose. Like, it needs to be focused. And more narrative, and
we need to have a director.
Yeah, you'd have to have someone.
We would have to have crew behind the scenes
in charge. Probably some scripting, you know.
It wouldn't.
That doesn't sound like scripting.
Yeah, it just sounds like you being mean to me.
It's fine. Yeah, I mean, I was being mean to you. Don't make any mistake. But
I'm the god in this game, and you will die shortly.
Oh, yeah, man. Could have done that from the beginning. I don't know why you have.
Because I'm not good at this.
trying to kill me all of season one and didn't succeed.
Well, it's hard to kill a guy who lies about his dice rolls and healing checks. That's just, it's impossible when we can't see each other's dice rolls.
I've never seen anybody max their healing every single time.
I mean, it's truly a gift. You have a gift of words.
And usually, Kevin, you end up killing yourself before we can even, as Dungeon Masters, attempt it.
And you have not done that. That's true. Yeah. He has not done that.
It's Tom. I think one of my favorite Kevin moments was when Ryan was running a game, and he did our artwork for the logo and used to game with us, and he did the artwork on the upcoming cartoons and stuff. But he described this bridge, this long bridge, and there were these statue things that were twirling blades around, and it covered the whole bridge. And he went on it was a solid 3 or 4 minutes of just description of how impossible it would be for us to cross this bridge. Kevin, it's your turn. I run across the bridge. And you died.
Kevin thought it was a bluff. I mean, it could have been.
Could have been. Was not. Yeah, I giggled this.
I wonder if it was before Kevin said I run across the bridge. And then as soon as Kevin made that choice, Ryan's like, not a bluff anymore.
Tear the notes up. Yeah.
Nope, that's real. These are happening.
Yeah, Ryan would probably do that. I would think, well, I don't know if he
that's
would.
That's besmirching a DM's character right there.
No, that's just improv.
No, that's your job, right? You make it fun for everyone, at least everyone else, other than one person.
it's tabletop, not Second City, okay?
So, speaking of character deaths, two people have had the opportunity in this campaign to make extra characters. So yeah. We know what they would play if they died, because they're playing that character now. Kevin, if Razbad does die, when Razbad dies, what's do you have a backup character idea?
Make it horrible. Oh, make it horrible.
I ran a test run to see if I would enjoy playing an alchemist, and off of the one shot, I would definitely play a ratfolk alchemist.
Gunslinger alchemist. I mean.
No, not in the setting. Not happening. Yeah. What about new? Okay,
gunslinger's already off limits. So.
Crossbow ace alchemist.
Monk. Go for a monk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
I haven't played one yet. That's the whole reason. I haven't played it yet. Seems fun.
Yeah.
I can walk on air and shit.
How can you play a monk for the last one shot? You dug it?
Yeah, I played it mainly because that's what I thought I would do for my backup here. I thought of it before Noob said his. I'm just saying.
We wrote it down. You didn't,
but that's fine.
It's in an envelope.
I did. I know. Like, I did. Like, well, you all have... never mind. I'm not going to say anything else. I'm not going to say anything else about it.
It's whoever dies first gets the monk. That's all.
That's right. Right. Yeah, how I thought about it.
It's a race to the graveyard for you two.
That's fully possible in this dungeon we're in. Mm-hmm. Just run ahead of the party. You'll live forever.
As a monk. Yep.
Until you don't.
What about you, Terrence?
I would play an elven wizard with a hideously scarred face. Only I would be effective at casting spells and do it quickly during my round.
I would, I like it. I've never tried that before, but it sounds like something that would be fun.
I don't know. I already told you what I'll be playing if I die, but.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
You did. And he's planning on dying, so we don't want to spoil.
Yeah, what? Anything. No.
Yep.
No.
Aww. Y'all talked about that already, huh?
Hey, you're stuck in the rogue position. We need a trap finder.
Well, you know, alchemist, I think that's something you can learn to do.
It might be cool to die where we're at now, then, because you can possibly create, like, a fey creature.
Yeah, you can make, like, whatever.
A satyr?
You can like be the way Noob thinks that you just because if you die in this world, you can make whatever.
Whatever. In between. It's like in between a lot of places, right? We're not the only one been brought here. There's a lot of good backstory choices.
A grasshopper like centaur.
We could homebrew a pixie Jedi. I like that. Or a grasshopper centaur, yeah.
I mean, the pixie Jedi, that's basically just a
kineticist. Yoda with no wings. Yoda with wings.
I was thinking more Magus.
Yeah.
Probably Magus or Jedi, right? You got the spells and the sword.
Yeah, they got the spells they can put into their sword.
I want to be a Gribbly Ninja.
Oh, that's possible in any realm. I'll let that fly any day of the week.
Ninjas are fun.
They look super complicated, but they look fun.
It's just it's a shitty rogue.
I mean, some of the ninja tricks, I was looking at that when I was making the rogue for something we did that we didn't do or something.
Yeah, well, it's like a cavalier.
It's like there's a not as good rogue with a few magical powers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's some really nifty kind of little ninja only tricks that are kind of cool.
Ninja Vanish, dope.
So what? My question is, as the person that has died the most, is it's a word. What are you planning for next, Frakes?
Died way more than you.
No, he was asking as the person who has died the most. What am I planning to play next? I'll figure it out when I die.
he's out of ideas.
I have been thinking about playing something that's just magic-y. Just magic, like sorcerer or
kind of a blaster kind of thing.
Yeah, just a evocation blaster or a cleric.
Nah, we don't need any of that. We don't want a real cleric here. We've gotten this far without one.
Yeah, we got like three half clerics. We're perfectly fine. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be a heal cleric.
I'll suck at keeping people alive. Oh, then
that's fine. Yeah, you can be a garbage cleric any old day.
Yeah. No, I've played clerics before.
There's some fun things to do with clerics.
I get real bored with them.
Especially an evil cleric. It's the best.
I had a really good time with the first one. First only one I played. I had a good time with it.
You were an evil cleric, weren't you? No. Kind of.
No. It was neutral-ish. I never cast Fleshworm Infestation. I gave people nightmares that did harm to my friends. It was perfectly...
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised good. You said that spell's name on the first try.
What's
Fleshworm Infestation.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, it's a mouthful. It's a tongue twister.
Or I'll play a monk.
We'll all play monk.
I'm just kidding. No, seriously, I was thinking bard. I've never played a bard.
People shit on bard. One of my favorite all-time characters I got to play was a bard. And I played a bard in Ravenloft, which is not a place you want to play a bard, apparently, because it's full of things that will murder you very fast. But I had a blast. Gully Hairborn was his name. Hairbone was his name. Because I was reading Dragonlance at the time, and I really liked the name Gully.
Gully, yeah.
I was working at the radio station, and I even gave Gully his own commercials where he was like a superhero. It made no sense to people listening to my show.
You're right.
But it was Gully Has to Fuck Your Mom to Save Christmas was a movie trailer that I did.
okay.
It didn't make any sense, but I had a blast making them.
Gully Has to Fuck Your Mom for...
But he had one spell in particular. It was third party, but we let it slide because my character was so terrible. But again, I had a blast playing him. It was called Bone Fiddle. I think this was still, we were 3.5. We were still D&D 3.5 then.
Yeah, it's just 3.5.
And it was like the, what was that? The spell tome, the third party, whatever. I can't remember.
1001 spells, I believe.
Yeah, something like that. But Bone Fiddle, it would bring up the fiddle, but it would use the target's bones to make the sound.
Their rib cage.
So it would like, across that, it would do damage and play an eerie song that also did sonic damage. I fucking love that spell.
It's great.
So bards are dope, especially if you're at a big party and you know you just want to buff everybody and sit back and eat fucking honey buns.
We could take a loss of a useless character. Yeah.
Some people don't think
so. I mean, I will say this. I thought everybody told me, I've never played a bard, but I've heard over the years, like, you know, oh, don't play a bard, it's not whatever. I saw a post on Reddit, like on the Pathfinder Reddit or whatever. Somebody was talking about, why are bards such trash? Oh my God. It was like ridiculous how many people were just like, they're the best fucking character. It was just, there's a ton of people that love bards.
There's a ton of people who like Pathfinder enough to go to the Pathfinder Reddit page and comment with people about why bards are awesome. That's not a lot of people.
It seems like a lot of people. It seems like a lot of people.
It's a lot of people inside that small, super whatever community. But no, most, at least coming up, most I heard was bards suck. And I was like, well, I'm going to play a sucky character. Bubble.
You encouraged me to play a bard when I first started playing.
Yeah, I think bard's dope. It was, I'm a bardist, you know?
He's
I like the bard.
He's a fountain of bad advice.
Commenting on Reddit. So.
I think everybody says bards are trash because they're not run up and smash it. They're not cast spells at it. They're not damage dealers. They're support. And
those are the things.
we've learned about us as a civilization is humans hate supporting other humans or doing the barest minimum that might inconvenience in them to help somebody.
Here's your bard, right? If you need time to think, play a bard, because on the first round, you're doing bardic music, and that buffs everybody in the party. Everybody loves when you play bardic music. Then you've got a whole turn to figure out what to do next. That's why I love bard.
I would like playing one, honestly, because that's kind of my... I like that play style. I do that with wizards.
After the most recent one-shot that we recorded, I think Sonder should... Once she dies, you should play a bard that sings.
Once
you
were
so great at singing all of your actions and should continue on that practice.
I have playing a lot with of
a bard who has a negative one to perform sing.
I had a blast playing that character.
I know you did.
I don't know. I had fun.
That's what I don't blame you. You had a great time, obviously.
I had fun.
I have gone through your audio on that already. And I did not do it first to get it out of the way. That's not why. But the singing was fun. But would I have to listen to that same song 8 times to get everybody else's giggles out from behind it so that the people can enjoy it in its purest form? Ooh. And here's a taste. Bip.
And I'm a pretty good singer. Check it out. Do, 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 do. Isn't that the most beautiful song you ever heard?
No, I'll hear that later.
just a little taste for you, kids.
But if I had known anything more about Pathfinder when I made this character, Sonder would have been a paladin instead of an oracle. But what are you going to do? Like, I wanted her to be able to run up and hit stuff. And with a 13 AC, she's not doing that. It's just not happening.
No.
And that's unfortunate. So, well.
I've done that. I've played a character for a while and I'm like, you know what? I like this character, but I really should have done it this way or that way. And there's so much to learn with Pathfinder. But
I just didn't know what I was doing.
There's another opportunity.
You could just retrain.
I thought about that. I definitely thought about that and we talked about it, but there's no time.
Well, it comes down to downtime. Because you've got the cash to retrain and you could make Sonder into a paladin if you so chose.
Indeed. But as it stands now, we're in the middle of a thing.
An adventure.
There's no downtime. There's no downtime.
You'll probably get some downtime in like 20 or 30 more sessions, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
just 20 or 30 more weeks of what we're doing. And I think... I think we'll be into some downtime.
We'll see you in 2022.
Maybe. It all depends if somebody else decides to blow up a boat.
Well, you blow up one boat.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. For a minute, I was
definitely
like,
by 2023, we'll have some downtime if you're still alive.
You know what'll help us get to that downtime faster? Getting back to the map and getting on with this wild hunt.
Yay. To the map.
Yay,
what are we playing? Map. Oh, Pathfinder. We're playing Pathfinder tonight.
Yep.
Wild hunt? Right. More like mild hunt. We're fucking killing it.
You killed three Sayers. Come on.
It's a bold move, antagonizing Dorian is not a spokesperson for this group.
I'm trying to get him to move all the counters to one area so we can just kill them all at once.
Or we just die. I mean, if we're going to die, we might as well die early, right? Why waste all that time?
Blaze of glory. That's what I say.
And a blaze of glory.
I'm going.
All right. Well, one thing that Razbat has decided, since half the group is blind, we can't run without at least fairy fire. Or not fairy fire, but dancing lights up and running.
That's fine. I mean, it was just an experiment.
Yeah, he feels it was a worthy experiment, but it failed horribly. let's group back up and continue on. Which way was it, Dorian?
I guess we'll head back toward those ruins, because down that way, there's a huge pit trap.
Yeah, so after your fight with the Sayer, you're still in this strange forest. You're met with a three-way decision here.
Giggity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Three-way forest trap. You're assuming south would lead back towards that pit trap, which, look, who knows? There could be thousands of gold at the bottom of that pit trap. I don't want to let anything, I don't spoil anything, but I feel like there's like a high-level valuable sword.
I run back to the pit trap.
Yay! Jesus Christ, every time. He falls for this every time.
You take 48 damage.
Falls for it.
That's why we call him noob.
What's the item?
Stupidity.
Oh.
It's a dunce cap for you.
The item is damage.
So it's a item of pit trap detection. It'll let you know that there's a pit trap there after you fall into it.
Yeah, it's called your skull.
But oh, so there's an option to go north, and there's still the ruins that you can see something glowing out there to the east.
Well, let's investigate the ruins that we were planning on doing first, and then we'll continue further. Uh-huh. If that's all right.
That's fine with me.
You have made nothing but good choices so far.
Except for the choice to go save that child at the bottom of the pit trap.
I feel that was sarcasm.
I was being quite facetious.
No, I understand how my countrymen work. That was purely insulting.
But polite insulting.
Oh, yeah. Until the punches start being thrown. Anyway, move ahead.
I know there's a lot of computer people out there, but I just realized I can hold control when I click y'all and move y'all all at once.
Wait, what?
Oh, that's handy.
There you go.
How does this make my turns faster?
It will not make your turns faster.
It's only go once around, right?
At least all your summons aren't on different initiatives.
I haven't even summoned anything yet.
I know. Just these dancing lights.
Toker, I'm going to cast a light in between my jackal ears there.
Okay.
So I can still see.
So that's a homebrew thing? We let you do that? It's fine.
That's cool.
My doggo hat will light the way.
These ruins ahead of you seem ungodly ancient. There's barely walls still standing. But in the center, there's a strange... a bright cylinder dancing with tiny white lights.
Is it magical?
I'm assuming you detect magic, so yes, mm-hmm. It is definitely magical.
Can I do a spellcraft on it?
You can.
All right, cool. All right, let's see. Yep, that's a 6.
It's some type of evocation, you know.
It's that gives me a 22.
Oh, okay. It is some type of evocation, but it seems to be dampened by whatever the cylinder is that's holding it in place.
While he's trying to discern that, I want to... do a quick run through the detect alignment. See if there's any emanations of any emanations. Good, evil, chaos, or law.
Okay. You do not detect any alignments.
Okay. Can I, I'll point out to Dorian, I'll tell everybody what I detect, I saw as far as the evocation spell, and that I felt like it's dampened, and then I'll kind of look at Dorian and just let him know that it seems like, that could be, if something removes that dampening, if there's some kind of mechanism that removes that dampening, there could, that it could cause a lot of problems, so there might be a trap or something around, I don't know. I can't find stuff like that.
I know, I'm getting to it. I will move up to it, attempting to search for traps.
All right, give me a perception check.
Good job. Oof, that sucked. 20.
It does not appear to be trapped. Now that you're close to it, this globe, it's a globe, and it's definitely hovering over a small, what first looked to be metal, is now you can see is iron wood. It's a stump of iron wood, but it's perfectly smoothed and sanded. And this orb is just kind of floating above it, and this power is circulating on the inside of it.
Is my inner senses telling me that this is the kind of thing I'm looking for, or...?
It is not.
Let's see. So the orb is hovering above a piece of wood.
A stump of ironwood, like the ironwood was grew up.
I gotcha.
While Dorian is checking this out, Vladros is going to use his renewed vigor to heal himself.
Okay.
It's not much, but I just wanted to go ahead and throw that out there that he's doing that.
Okay.
Great.
I will first address the thing. You never know what's got a brain around here. Hello.
I like that and wish I'd thought of it, but no, nothing happens.
Okay. All right, then. Then I will... I'm going to touch it.
Let's ignore it.
It's lighting up the area. Is it? What is it? Can I have any clue as to what its function is? Like,
It's literally their ironwood. It's a... looks like a glass globe, and it's hovering above the ironwood, and it seems like the power that he detected with his tech magic is inside the globe.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get a sack out, I guess, out of my bag.
Okay.
And attempt to put the sack over the orb and pull it away from the stump.
You cover the orb up, and it moves freely from the stump. You can even feel, like, as you're pulling it away, that it still feels like it's kind of hovering in the bag. Like, there's some type of aura that's keeping it, the bag, from touching the globe itself. Like, it's got a little give to it if you poke at the bag at it. Not the orb, but just some kind of force that's causing it to hover like that. But as you do that, I need everybody to roll perception checks.
All right.
Ooh. I got a bonus to this now because of my weird eyes.
Has 16.
I'm sorry. I was excited.
Quick question. Has it been 6 times 6, 36 seconds since our last fight?
It's been a whole week.
No, since our Seder fight.
It's only been a few minutes since then.
Few minutes, okay. Well, I'm not fatigued anymore.
All
right.
I got a 20.
33.
21.
I got a 30.
29, a 31 if it's based on vision.
I got 22.
30. Who got over a 30? Just Kevin?
I did.
And Dorian. So you're the only two that see...
Damn it.
These tiny little creatures come out, and they don't seem hostile, but as soon as the light from that orb goes away, they come out and they cautiously begin approaching Dorian. Sir, please, sir.
Easy. Don't get any closer.
I pull out my wand, have it at the ready.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I will slowly, non-aggressively step in since I see them.
Okay.
And then go ahead.
I say in Sylvan, yes, what do you want?
They're trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty?
No!
It's expired, you know.
I mean, we're also here about your final expenses. That's the one I get all the time.
God, grim.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you're going to die soon. You should lose all your money to this scam.
Oh, when they call me, my favorite thing is to say, do I get the money if I kill myself? And then the guy's like, sir, please do not kill yourself. And I felt so bad, I just hung up. There was general concern in his voice when I said that. I was like, oh.
Yeah. You just made foreigners think Americans are dumber than ever.
I got less calls from them after I did that, though, so.
Yeah, I wish I could say that. They call me a lot. I've gotten to the point now that when they call, it's always like, hey, my name's John. I'm calling about your final expenses, you know, health benefits, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I always go say, you know, what's your last name? And they normally just read whatever list of names they have in front of them to use. And it's another generic white dude first name. So it'll be like Steve. Hey, I'm John Steve. And I'm just like, oh, John Steve, you've got two first names. That's delightful. I've been expecting your phone call. I got the paperclips in the mail. But the thing about it is that if you don't give me your address, I can't mail you the paperclips. And I just talk gibberish until they hang up on me. And that makes me so happy.
That's so much fun.
But yeah, what do these things want?
What things?
The things in gremlins. The game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
sorry.
Creatures.
Give me 1 second. This is a thing that I'm reading. I'm reading a thing.
Slavic Slavic?
Okay. It's the soul of our mother. And they're all saying this in unison. It's the soul of our mother. You've covered the soul of our mother. Please, we will trade to get her back.
What will you give me?
They take another step closer.
Yeah, and I stepped in as well.
One of them reaching into his pockets, and he pulls out this bright blue glowing vial. Our mother for power over the darkness.
Well, since I don't know what the hell this thing does. Certainly. That sounds like a fair trade. Be warned, however, if this is cursed or otherwise some kind of shenanigan, my angry, very tough companions over there with the swords will hack you up into little bits.
Am I close enough to hear any of this?
Oh yeah, I'm talking quite loud.
Then can I roll sense motive?
Totally.
On them? That is a 25, I believe. Yeah, 25 to see what their deal is.
It's difficult to say, even with that check, but you're just close enough because they also rolled a 25 to tell that they're keeping something secret. And because of your divine touch, you can tell there's tiny traces of magic laced into their words they talk.
I let Dorian know that I don't trust them.
Oh, well,
less than
see?
I trust you.
So that's not very much at all. I say in common to the creatures, I'm afraid my friends are going to kill you because you are obviously trying to scam us in some way.
Scammers. Give me a perception check, Dorian.
Right. 28.
You do see that the one standing to the east of the one right below you, while the one right below you was holding out the vial, it was covering up the other one drawing a tiny knife, and he was about to shank you with it. Well, let us roll initiative.
Oh, very well. I warned them. We could have made this fair.
Damn it. Just remembered something I wanted to do in between combats. Sonder, just remind me, speed sheath.
Speed sheath. Word.
Yes. I will have brought it up, and I was like, oh, nope, there are things happening. Tell me later.
Dorian.
20.
Sonder.
17.
Razbad.
15.
Amon.
23.
All right. Nim.
15.
Oh. Ah, we all decided to lie tonight. All right.
What?
I'm on 12.
I'm not lying.
12.
I rolled an 11.
We're all just average.
Right. To show you that I'm not a liar, my initiative is 6. Boom. Suck it. Anything that happens tonight is because the dice made it happen, not because I lied again. I mean, because I
lied for the first time, which I've never done.
I've never lied. So let's kick it off with Amon.
Amon would like to move here.
Okay.
And then I am going to the one directly in front of me. What's he holding? He's holding the vial.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to attempt to trip his little ass.
Okay.
Because I don't like him.
And by little, they are definitely small.
I got a 13 plus 8 for a 21 against CMD.
Actually, these things are tiny.
Dang.
Oh.
What do they look like?
The pockets of this urchin are stuffed with worthless objects. That's the description from Pathfinder.
From the distance, they look like the Vulgons from Hitchhiker's Guide, the movie.
Maybe that. You know how I picture them as the gate.
Yeah.
The little claymation monsters.
Yeah.
That movie scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
Does a 21 beat its CMD?
It definitely does.
He is prone.
Oh no.
Get down, bitch. That's my turn.
Dorian.
I will wheel around and slash the one with brandishing a knife.
Okay.
Let's see. Ha-cha! With an attack roll for... Shit, where's my character sheet? There. So that's a 19 to hit.
That will hit.
I'm good. Do I get sneak attack?
No.
Okay.
Well then. Not flat-footed.
Are you ready?
Because it acted.
Yeah, they were, weapon, it was they were all in the midst of attacking.
Well, slow burn attack.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I do 8 damage.
Is your weapon?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Oh, has been right. from the beginning.
Since the Dwarven Forge, right?
No, it's always been cold
iron. That's right. Oh, and it fits your backstory. It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
It all coming together.
Sunder.
All right. So I rolled a 26 to pass the check. Ooh. And I just rolled. So there's 5 additional Saunders.
Nice.
Oh, wait. And how long does that spell last?
It lasts a minute per caster level, I believe. And it's a wand, so that's caster level 3. So 3 minutes.
So just 30 minutes.
Probably been longer than 3 minutes since the last time I used it.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That was, and then I shall put away the wand so that I can continue using my crossbow. Like I just had my crossbow in one hand and the wand in the other.
Perfect.
And now I put the wand away.
Cool. Who has the higher initiative modifier? Is that Nim or Razbad?
Razbad.
Okay.
How Razbad.
Plus 4. I'm gonna move to there because the first one's prone, correct?
Yeah, it can still provokes.
Yeah, that's fine. I understand.
You're moving to here.
Now, scratch that. I'll back me up one. Okay. I'll just move to that one square.
And you're only gonna provoke once.
Yes.
Okay. Or nope, wait. That was the one that was holding the vial. It is not holding its weapon, so never mind. It doesn't provoke.
Very well. And then I will try and hit this. Or first off, what is this? Knowledge nature. Knowledge nature. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Rolled a nat 20.
This is a fucking that gremlin. Is
27.
These are gremlins. These are Aranat gremlins. These are more of the chaotic evil sort of gremlin. Because they love nothing more than starting fights. Assholes. They're insane and pointless, and this was obviously all a scam to fuck some people over. So who knows what that thing in the bag is that you have, if they were using it to lure people in. Outside of that, you know, in large numbers, they get special abilities. Some of them they've tried already and failed at. Maybe that the... there's an aura thing that I forgot about here. They have a weird aura that makes them better at causing people to fail compulsion effects. And they have a tiny bit of SR and damage reduction like most Fae. But outside of that, they're annoying ass evil little gremlins.
And
I'll share the knowledge with the group. Call down for a judgment of healing upon me from Desna and try and smack this little guy. Roll a 6. So does a 12 hit?
You're attacking the one that's prone?
Yes.
Actually,
so that would be a 16 with my plus 4.
Then you do hit.
All right. I did not activate Bane, so 7 damage.
And not cold iron, correct?
Correct.
All right, Nim.
All right, I start summoning, and Feisty's going to cast Cure Light on me. Got 4 back.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Dorian.
The one I attacked, is it still up?
The one that's prone now? Yeah.
Wait, it's his turn again?
Or what?
I'm going 20.
I go on 23 or 21, sorry.
Did I skip you that I'm on?
You also skipped Vlad the monsters. Ross.
Wait.
Yeah,
oh, Vlad goes. He was the last 12. He's the only one that hadn't gone out of the group yet, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vlad, yeah.
I thought that was coming.
Sorry, your names are right next to each other, and I just crossed the lines.
Vlad is going to move to there, because apparently we're killing things.
Hmm.
It's a damn shame that there isn't some sort of cold iron katana that we have that Vlad could use to murder things in this realm better.
We sold that shit.
I don't think we ever did.
We did.
Nim would know.
He would, but he wouldn't know.
Yeah, he would know. Does a 20 hit?
It does.
Oh, nice. That is 15 damage. Not cold iron.
Not cold iron. Else, there you go. Hooray! I say. Ah! They all say it once.
Ah! I say back.
I'm about to get mobbed, aren't I?
All right. 2 on Razbad. The little knives that you see they pull out are actually connected to chains, which is why they can attack without having to be in your space. They have little tiny reach weapons so that they can hit 5 feet away, even though they're tiny. Even in the rules that they are proficient at doing that, which I think is kind of funny. Doesn't mean that I remember what their 2-hit is. Let's go. Let's turn that power attack on. Let's do that. All right.
Let's don't. Let's just
stop. First one on you there, Razbad, is a 23.
Yes, that hits.
All right. 9 damage. And then the second one misses. Then you got 2 on Dorian. One of them is flanking, so we'll do the flanking one first with a 19 to hit.
I'm a 5th level rogue, just letting you know.
Does a 19 hit?
No, it would not.
Okay. And the second one will attack. This time with a 21.
That. Yep.
Okay. 10 damage.
10 damage? Jesus effing Christ. What kind of weapon does it have?
It's basically a spike chain.
Does it cold iron?
No.
Okay.
It is definitely not cold iron. And then the last one on Ladros. Almost a crit.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah, I don't think that might actually be a crit. Is it a crit for these guys? No. But I'm assuming a 27 will hit.
Absolutely.
And 9 damage.
Heard.
Don't forget your DR, Vlad.
I am not. Thank you.
And then Amon, yes. It is your go.
Yeah, boy. Amon is going to diagonally step 5 feet up next to Vladros. And then I'm going to attempt to trip the one that's to the north of Dorian. Knocking all these bitches over. I rolled a 19 plus.
You got it.
Yeah. He's also on the ground, you big loser.
These tiny things have a CMD of 14.
Oh, well, good.
That's your go?
That is my go. I am knocking them down.
Okay.
You'll be too impressed with yourself is what Toker's saying.
I feel impressed. I roll at 19.
No, it's easy to do, and it makes them... he's debuffing. I like it. Dorian.
That's what I built him to do.
It's like your whip is useful for something. All right, one of the guys flanking me, I am going to try a feint maneuver and then an attack.
Well, the one to the south is prone and the one to the north is prone, so.
And I'm flanking with you, so you don't need a feint.
Oh, well then, I'll attack that guy then.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a 25 to hit.
That'll do it.
And this mother takes 10, 15, 23 points of damage.
Your blade is so big it splits the creature in half, killing it.
Gross. Ugh, gremlin blood.
any movement?
I will take a 5-foot step to the, like, on the other side of the stump. You follow me?
Yeah. Here?
Yeah.
Perfect. Sonder.
All 6 of the Sonders move up to like 15 feet, if I can stand in that square.
Yeah.
All right. And I shall cast Weapons Against Evil on every weapon except for Dorian's, because he doesn't need it.
Mm.
So both of mine, and 3, 4, 5, yeah. If anybody is, who's got 2 weapons, if you're going to use them both?
I got 2, but I mean, I can take it if, you know, things go south.
So no one has 2 weapons, you're good.
Okay, so on all of the weapons against evil, I have up to 7.
Nice.
That I can cast. So bing, that bing, means... Bing, 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 bing,
bing. We all basically have cold iron now. Yay! Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sonder.
It's shake and bake, and I heal.
Every hit is an extra 5 damage because of her. The rest of y'all are terrible. Razbad.
Razbad will... take a 5-foot step diagonally to be flanking with Dorian and try and smack this gremlin. Go away, gremlin! And does a 10 hit?
No.
All right, I missed. Oh, excuse me. Does a 12 hit? I am flanking.
No.
Okay, then I miss.
There's a 14 hit. I found a +2 in my pocket.
Still no. And at this
I rolled point, a 3. I deserve to miss. It's okay. Thanks for helping.
All right, Nam. What am I doing?
All right. So summon a lantern archon here. And it attacks the closest one, which would be... I think it's a wash between, I don't know, these two, this one.
I'm going to need you to slow down.
Okay.
Because I don't know which one of these hearts is your lantern archon.
Yeah, the lantern archon. Okay. Lantern archon.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to attack that.
Gotcha.
All right.
One is prone, so if you're doing a ranged attack,
it's a ranged touch. It's against his touch AC.
It's against touch, but he'll still get a +4 to his AC from ranged.
Yeah. All right. So I got I got a 22 and a 19.
Those both hit.
All right. Cool.
His touch AC with the +4 is 19.
Oof. All right, so one does 6 damage bypassing DR, and the other does 2. So a total of 8 damage, no DR.
And that's one that has not been hit yet. And it was 8 damage total?
8 total, no DR.
Got it.
All right, and then I'm going to move. God dang it. I keep trying to move him. I'm going to move here.
Spoiled by Owlbear.
Shit.
Oh. Yeah, it's nice on there. We can move. I like this jungle.
Yeah, Owlbear's neat because everybody can move their own token. And like, there's a way to set it up so everybody can move their own tokens on here, but it's a little hard on the old internets for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Because then basically I have to give all of y'all control over the screen and I become a host. I don't know. We'll give it a try one of these days and see.
So, and then everybody gets haste.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
I got excited like I was. Hello. He said everybody. So, gremlins too?
All my people.
The new batch.
Yeah. I fell asleep watching that the other
night. Do I get to be Doofy Gremlin?
Yes.
Awesome.
No my hesitation.
Dibs on transvestite gremlin. What was that? Was that a Key and Peele? They talked about the guys doing a bunch of cocaine and coming up with the new Gremlins movie. Never mind.
Okay. No, I've never seen that.
I have not seen that either.
Vlad.
Vladros is going to take a 5-foot step forward in so that he can hit the 2. He's going to rage as he does so. And he is going to take a full attack.
Okay.
And this is... let's go.
And you get an extra one at full base.
Yes, all 3 attacks. So first attack on the guy to the north threatens a crit.
Okay.
Confirming crit. Definitely confirm that crit with a 33. Second
and
attack.
And you're bypassing DR?
I am bypassing DR.
Describe the kill.
Oh. So with one swift swipe, he cuts right in half the little guy.
Cool.
Feeling like he's doing a little bit of overkill, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Second attack. Does not threaten a crit, but a 27.
That'll still hit.
And then third attack. You know what? I'm going to wait and see.
Well, I mean, there's only one guy left you can hit because you killed one.
I'll do another attack on him, but I don't think a 12 is going to hit.
And his prone AC will still hit because he's prone.
Shit. Okay, so that's...
Yeah, buddy.
17 damage for the first attack, and then 19 damage for the second attack.
And you cleave another gremlin in half.
Ah, I hate gremlins.
Sure, you want us all to be fighters?
Well, the combats go a little faster.
I'm just saying, with like, fucking greater cleave on about three characters, and you clear a room.
Well, between yeah. haste and the ignoring the DR, like, yeah, ignoring the DR is big. So the weapons of awe is you know. They don't have a lot of hit points, but they're normally durable. But when you're attacking three times and they don't get any DR, they go down pretty quick. However, there are three of them left, and none of these three are prone.
Yeah.
There's two left, are there not? Yeah,
I was going to say, where's the third one at?
He's underneath this.
Oh.
Who's hiding?
That's technically gone because Dorian put it in his pack.
Put it in a bag.
Put it in his sack.
Dorian's like triple flanked.
Yeah, because this guy's actually going to be in the same square as him since they're tiny and can share a square, so they all get flanking.
Ooh.
F you, Dorian. Let's do this. Yeah. I can't flank him. He's a rogue.
Yeah, he's a rogue. You picked the one guy you couldn't flank. Well, one of two.
If you roll a 19, it doesn't matter. So one hit for sure.
All right. Macy's 20.
17 misses then. And the last attack will be also a miss. So only one gets through.
All righty.
But for max damage of 10.
All righty. 5 damage.
Yep. 5 damage.
You were just bragging about the DR of these creatures, which was 5 cold iron. Same as Dorian.
Yeah. That's dope. Until you lose it. Amon.
Amon is going to try to trip the two creatures in front of him. Both of them. I don't think I get the first one with a 10.
No. Can you roll that low on that maneuver?
I rolled a 2. The lowest I can roll is 8. Yeah. Only 8? That's pretty dang good, sir.
Oh. I mean, if you say so.
I rolled a 2nd 2, so nothing happens. I will 5-foot step down diagonally, though.
I mean, we're 8th level. I don't understand.
Yeah, it seems like your to trip is fairly low.
Wait, you're 8th level?
No, I'm just kidding.
Even at 7th level, you know.
Well, my base attack bonus is +5, and then I don't get strength, I get dex, and that's a +3, so that gives me 8.
I'm just saying Nim's CMB is a +8.
So is mine, but that's just because of haste, I think.
Yeah, but I just assumed one of your feats or something with all the whip stuff would have given you plus ones or something to...
You would think. Nope.
I figured you were at least a +10.
I wish I was.
Improved trip should have given you a +2.
Did I just make it where you can't get a tax opportunity?
Oh, you didn't take improved trip. Okay.
No, I don't have... I haven't had a feat to spend yet that wasn't just getting the whips to work.
Gotcha. Well, improved trip would be, I think it actually might be a +4.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a while since I've looked at it.
It's fine.
Dorian, why don't you trip one of them? Show him how it's done. It's your turn.
All right, I will trip the one in front of me on my dagger, or on my short sword.
Uh-huh.
Getting a 21 to hit.
Oh, that'll hit.
Then he takes 18 damage.
Okay.
Is he still up?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll attack again, thanks to haste.
Yep.
It's the one you're flanking, right?
Yep.
All right.
So, let's see. That's a 18 to hit.
Describe your kill, because your first hit put him to one hit point.
Oh, okay. I skewer him through the chest and toss him over my shoulder toward his companions.
They scream in terror.
Flank that.
Sunder.
I take aim with my crossbow. 19 to hit the one closest to me.
That one will hit.
Lovely. There's a d8. 4, 7 on the die, so 8 damage.
Okay. That one's still standing. That's the first time that one's been hit, so it's still standing. But still a pretty brutal stab because it's going right through the old DR. Razbad.
All right, using my 40 feet of movement, I can make it all the way around to there without provoking an attack of opportunity.
Not for me. I trip him.
And then I will take a swipe at the flanked opponent. Does a 17 hit?
It does. You hit the one she already shot?
Yes.
Okay.
The one with the crossbow bolt sticking out of it takes 8 points of damage, ignoring DR.
Okay. How many? You did 8, 2, right? Or you did 9, Sandra?
8.
Okay.
Just hammering that crossbow bolt deeper.
We did 16, so it has one hit point left.
Not quite.
Well,
not quite. Close.
Or three hit points. 3
hit points left. Nim.
All right, so my Archon's going to attack the one they were attacking. One time for 8 is 18 hit. 18 hits, right?
The 18 touch. Hits the touch for sure, yeah.
And that's for 2 damage. I rolled a 2.
Ignoring DR.
Ignoring DR. He still has one hit point left.
He still got one. All right, I'm going to hit him with the other one. Does a 13 hit his range touch?
It does not.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm not gonna waste any. I'm not using any more spells or anything, so.
Okay.
Acid splash.
I don't have that.
Vlad.
Vladros is going to take a 5-foot step up and attempt to make chop mincemeat out of these two. First attack on the guy who has been hit by the arrow, the Archon, and the orc. 11 on the die plus 15, so 26.
Yeah, that'll hit. He's dead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I do my minimum damage would murder him.
Yeah, breathe heavy on that one. He had one hit point left.
Second attack on the next guy in his same square.
That's right.
Does not. It's a 27.
That'll hit.
So that's 16. Jesus, 24 damage.
He is also dead.
And then my final attack will be just to make chopping motions until he becomes nothing.
The end of another combat. The ground is littered in blood. What weird thing does Dorian have in his bag, and which direction will our adventures take next week?
Probably
east. Ah.
But before we go any further, Sander, I have something that might make your action economy easier. And then Lydros pulls off a speed sheath off of his wrist and hands it to her so that she can put her wand in a speed sheath, which is a swift action to draw it instead of a move action.
Oh, thank you.
This might make your loading of the crossbow easier. If you're going to be using that spell that I see you use.
Yes. So to make the wand easier, faster, or the crossbow?
You use a swift to pull the wand, and you can still load your crossbow, and then you can cast a spell or shoot. Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. Yep. Excellent. Thank you.
And I believe you can sheath it as a swift action as well. I could be wrong on that.
Speed sheaths are pretty dope.
Yeah. It's like a wrist sheath that you just boop, pop it out, use it, pop it back in.
But you only get one swift per turn, per round, or whatever. So it's but still, you can shoot a crossbow one-handed, right?
And we normally overlook this: if you use a reaction, you lose your swift action.
Reactions are just like an attack of opportunity,
but you lose your swift action on your turn for using it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Attacks are not immediates.
They're reactions.
But I just don't end up in the situation where I take attacks of opportunity.
Mm-hmm. For Sonder, as what if you have multiple? Yes, what if you have you're multiple safe attacks of opportunity? For that, I or Dorian would hesitate, or Vlad even would hesitate from swift action a lot of times because you use them a lot. Or attacks of opportunity.
I didn't know that. I know it took up your immediate, but I didn't know it took. That's why I'm wondering with the, you know, when you have characters that have multiple attacks of opportunity. You can use your immediate as a swift, or your, I mean, it basically takes up your swift, or vice versa.
I might be thinking of a spell that if you do that, you can't take a.
I don't think it's attacks of opportunity because I think. Specifically, if you use a swift action you don't. Spells, yeah. If you use an immediate action, you don't get a swift action on your turn that
That's
round.
What it is. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So if you take an immediate, but AOA, attack of opportunity is not an immediate action, even though it functions like that, sort of.
Hmm. So putting the item away is a full round action.
Oh.
But I could just, like, I mean, if I put it back into the speed sheath, but I could just put it away, like, in a pocket or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then later.
As a move, yeah. And then reload your spring, later.
Tuck it into your hair like an art teacher did.
Behind your ear?
Yeah, just tuck it.
Stick it in the brush.
Yeah, you have braids. You already said that. So
just drop it. You can easily
stab a wand into a braid.
If you wanted to move, you could just drop it as you moved because your spell is going to last the majority of the combat. Just pick it up at the end.
Just leave that wand.
I'm not going to drop it.
Drop it around a bunch of. Drop it in a woods full of gremlins.
Nah.
Drop a wooden wand in the woods. Good luck.
It detects magic.
I got a good mental image if you say you just tuck it in the bra strap.
Right? I mean, I was talking about like up here.
Oh. Because there's backwoods gas stations that like put up the signs will not accept sweaty titty money. You know, where girls come in the summertime and just pull out wads of bra money and it's wet.
I just imagine they don't know how to do it right.
A wand charging store that was like will not recharge wands that are covered in titty sweat.
Sweaty titty wand.
Yeah, I've seen the sweaty bra money or sweaty sock money they will not take.
Blech.
Yeah, I worked at a service station for a couple years part-time, and I, you know, there were, like, late. I was fine with taking top titty dollars. The bottom titty dollars were a different story. Because they were damp. Dollars. So, but top titty dollars were okay, because they were up here. Like, it's not, you know, it's not in a sweat pocket.
All I can say is some of us larger-chested women end up double braing, so there's a way to, like, you put the money in between the two bras. It's not sweaty, but it's still up there. And there's lots of other, like sometimes you put it between the bra and the shirt if you got big enough chest where it's not going to fall down.
What about wearing like an antiperspirant? Like a clean.
You're gonna speed stick the underside of your city.
You're talking about speed sticking the money. She didn't wear a bra. Like she would come in and pull money out of her shirt, and it was very obvious she was not wearing a bra. I couldn't.
She just practiced it. Pinching money between her tit and her rib cage.
She had the knee cups.
So there was a lot of flappage happening.
She didn't care. She just wanted her snuff and she didn't care.
I mean, if we made our money to be hydrophobic, this wouldn't even be an issue.
You want the money to have rabies?
What? All I can say is like double broad money is no grosser than pocket money because your pocket is thin and right next to your sweaty thigh.
Sometimes you get, if you work at a station in the summer, you get dollars out of dudes' wallets that are damp. Their ass has been sweating that much.
Not trying to one up, but
my dad's a deer hunter and has been known to give out bloody money at gas stations because he just doesn't even realize that he just struck a deer out of the woods and he's paying for that Coca-Cola and crackers with blood, deer blood money. But they don't know what he killed.
Yeah.
Could have been anything with blood in it. Now it's on their dollar bills. Think about that.
You don't tell a guy who just handed you bloody money, I'm going to take his money.
Sir, this money is bloody. Please go away. Please.
I mean, if you're behind the bulletproof glass, you might be able to say that. That's true.
I mean, I don't know. If it's damp with blood, you know. If it's just damp. There's bullet, so many questions.
Bullet resistant glass. Never forget that part. Resistant.
Yeah. Resistant.
Well, I didn't mean to bring up that point. Didn't mean to ruin your show ender with a banter session, but
you didn't ruin it. I wanted to close it on blood money. I like that moment.
Oh, sorry.
You kept going. Blood
money. Go ahead.
Blood money.
Don't forget to check the links below. We have multiple shows available now. We've got cartoons on the way. We've got a Patreon. We appreciate any support.
We accept blood money.
We do. Yeah, as long as it can't be traced, we don't ask any questions. That shit's all digital, bitch. All right, see you next week.
Sweaty bye, titty, everybody. Buddy.
Hey, good night.
That's your blood bottom titty money. Dollar. No!